Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you tune in. I hope that you had a wonderful Easter resurrection weekend. The weather was pretty nice, and it rained, but, you know, the rain did not happen on Easter. And many of you have lived here for quite a while. And normally when they said it was going to rain on Easter, I didn't believe that it will. Because, you know, most of the time it doesn't rain on Easter. Normally we have a wonderful, bright day. And God blessed us and showed us that He had all powers in His hand. He did it again. No rain. We had rain early part of the weekend, but no rain on His resurrection day. And it was wonderful being with friends and family and good food. And I enjoyed, our church was on the 40-day fast. We didn't do the normal fasting the same way because of a lot of people's health and situation, so it wasn't very strict, but it was strict enough because there are different things that happen every day. Even one day, we could not have TV at all. No TV. You can't turn it on. So from beginning of Wednesday until the end, after Wednesday. And you know what I did? I want to share it with you guys. You know, sometimes when you're home alone, it's very quiet. But I found many things, and I did more reading during that day. But I had different shows that I would enjoy watching, so I recorded. And then about 5 or 10 minutes after 12 o'clock midnight, I turned my TV on. I watched my favorite program that I recorded. So, but I still didn't cheat. You know, I didn't cheat. I didn't have no access to the TV at all. But after midnight, I was allowed. So I did it for, I think I looked at TV for maybe an hour or two, and then I went to sleep. And sometimes I fell asleep before that period of time because I, at that time of evening, I'm tired because I was busy all day. But anyway, but I hope all of you had a wonderful Resurrection Day. And tonight we're going to talk about, as I text you, he will cover you with his feather. In Psalms 91:4, and Psalms 91 is the protection. Whenever you need, you feel that you need protection, you fear anything, or this crazy world, and you need protection. A good verse is Psalms 91, the Psalms. And that is a long scripture, but I'm going to focus only certain verses of it. He will cover you with his feather, and under his wings you will find refuge. Isn't it wonderful to know that God will cover us within his arms and in his arms and keep us safe from all harm or danger? If we ask, believe. Now, that's one thing. You must ask and you must believe, and that he will do just that. And a couple of other scripture passages in that Psalms 91, it says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust. So you see there, he's saying what he will do, but we also must trust him. When we read those verses there, I mentioned, I think, last week that another one that is a protection psalm, I mean, scripture, is Psalms 121. And I mentioned that as well. And this is one that I also read from time to time. So just knowing that I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, and God in him will I trust. Then I'm going to drop down to 4. That I read, I text you saying that he will cover you with his feather and under his wing you will find refuge. Now, you just think about the different animals that covers their babies with their wings, protecting them as they get older. When you have your children, you protect them in every way from all harm or danger, or whatever you needed to do to help them to grow up healthy and safe. Think about the birds. Look how the birds open up their wings and cover their babies, chicks, keeping them from any harm or danger. You know, if there's rain or whatever it is, they're going to get that wing and just cover them up for whatever they think that they need to protect them from. Look at the cats. Look at the little kittens, how they start sucking on their mommy's breast, but the cat is there to secure them too. How about chickens? The chicken lays on the eggs, protecting them until they're ready to be born. Dogs, puppies, look now. I know all of you, some of you have grown up in the country and some of you have not, but dogs now, in the country, when they have all these little puppies, you got to be very careful if you go near a dog that just had puppies. They will rise up and start roaring and making sure that you don't come near their little puppies. Because they'll tear you apart. How about deers? The fawn, they're little deers. Most animals are protective of their newborn. And that is the same thing what Jesus is saying, the same thing to us, that he will cover us with his feathers, and under his wing we can find refuge. So this is one way for us to feel protected and knowing that God will be there for us, and we are his refuge and our fortress in him. And he's our God whom we should trust when he says these things. Life is filled with many uncertainties. You know when something unexpected is going to happen. You have no idea when the next disaster will strike. And there's so many things that are happening in the world right now. You wake up one morning and you hear something new on the news every day. In a world filled with hate and terrorism, none of us has a clue when the next horrible atrocity will take place. So what do we do when we can't be sure of our circumstances? We take shelter in the arms of the one who is above all circumstances. We can take assurance that in our Father who has promised us to bring to us to himself no matter what happens today. Even through death, if we believe in him, that we will be able to see our family, friends again, and also that we will rise and go to heaven. Just knowing that God is promising all these great things. He is our refuge. His wings are our shelter. We can believe that he is our shelter. And right now, you've gotten through the last 3 years. Look at this pandemic. Closed down the whole world. And still, each year, there's a new virus that keeps coming up. But he's gotten us through this. He is our refuge in the time of trouble. Getting down to verse 9 in Psalms 91, the Lord is our refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling. No harm will overtake you. He's saying that. No harm will overtake you if you believe in him. No disaster will come near you, your tent. Even if you do experience trouble, you get through it, and you are protected. One of my widows, I saw a story on Facebook where she was in a car accident, and she indicated that she was hit from behind, and her car, she had a van. It kept going around and around when she was hit. But it protected, even though how her car was twirling around, when it stopped, it went against a brick wall. That car, it had a really low embankment. If that car had went over the wall, it would go down this deep embankment. Just thinking that it protected her from, it hit the wall, the brick wall, and stopped the car from going over it. So even though that you experience tragedy, uncertainty, he will get you through it. And that's what he's saying in this, that he will protect you. No harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. He will command his angel concerning you, and he will guide you in all your way. And it goes on in 14 through 16. And he said, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. So he believed in the love that we have for him because we praise him and acknowledge him. I will protect him. He acknowledged my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. That's what he's saying. He's there when we get through these uncertainties. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isn't that an awesome God that we serve? That is awesome that we know that even though these things are happening out there, and I'm not saying you're never going to be in the midst of none of that, but he can get you through it if you believe and that he will protect you. You will get an accident. You will have the sickness. You will have sickness. And you will have family members who are going through different things. But believing him that he will cover us with his feathers and under his wings, we will have refuge. They will get through it. So just knowing that, I'm not saying that nothing will happen to you, but just knowing that God can get you through it, get you through life's many uncertainties. Just like those different animals I mentioned to you and protecting their babies, God will protect them just like he indicated in our Psalms 91. Just like they are protecting their babies, he will do the same thing for us. And once we believe in that and trust him, we should ask him to guide our way. The Bible promised that God will guide and protect you if you let him. Your job, of course, is to let him. But sometimes we will be tempted to do otherwise. Sometimes you will be tempted to go along with the crowd or what people say, get caught up in a lot of different things what people say, and you do the same thing. You will be tempted to do things your way and not God's way. When you feel these temptations, we must resist Satan and the enemies, because we should believe and trust and know that God is going to protect us through these different things. So keep your faith strong in the Lord. What will you allow to guide you through the upcoming day, tomorrow, the next day? Are you going to trust God through your journey of uncertainties? Because they're going to be trials and tribulation, and I'm sure all of us have experienced some of it in the last 3 years during going through this pandemic. But what decision are you going to make? Or will you allow God to lead your way? The answer should be obvious. You should let God be your guide. Because if you allow him to be your guide, you can feel confident that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge and peace. Peace of mind that I'm going to get through this because my Father God loves me and he's going to get me through whatever I'm going through. But sometimes he has his own timing. Just know that. He has his own timing. Just because he said that he promised he's going to protect us, that doesn't mean that we're not going to go through things. And sometimes we might go through things longer than normal. And we just have to have faith and keep letting God to guide us through this whatever we might be going through. When you entrust your life to him completely and without reservation, God will give you the strength to meet any challenges. Not some challenges. When he said meet any, that's mean all. Not some, not little, but all challenges. The courage the courage to face any trial, and the wisdom to live in his righteousness. He will give you the wisdom and the faith to know the difference and to get through them. So trust him today and seek his guidance in knowing that he is just waiting to wrap his feathers around you to get you through these things. When you do, the next step will be the right one. So what have you experienced lately that you have in doubt that God is not going to get you through it? Well, you need to read 91, Psalms 91, and do the international version, another version other than the King James Version, so you can really hear what God is saying to you, letting you know that he is your refuge, and no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. I'm not saying you will never experience an accident. I'm not saying that you will never experience health issues. I'm not saying that you will never have someone to die that you love very much. I'm not saying that you are never going to experience any type of trials and tribulation. You will have uncertainty to come in your life, but you can get through it with the faith that God is there, and he can be your guide getting you through some of these different things. Because the things that are happening when you turn on the TV, it's very discouraging. It really can put you in a very distressed state. And you don't want to dwell on those things that often. Of course that we want to make sure that we keep informed of what's happening around us. But try not to dwell too much on these things, because it is very depressing. So just know I wanted to, because these 91 is one that I read, and I don't read it every day. I read 121 every day, but Psalms I do it in between. But when I feel that I need that extra protection when I go out in the world, I do read those two scriptures, because that is just reinforcing my faith that he will get me through it. So, you know, I'm not saying that nothing will happen to you. Just remember that. But God will get you through it. Accidents, I mean, you have an accident, but he gets you through that accident. He's there to stop. Just like one of the widows that talked about, you know, when I just talked about the situation with her, with a car with a spinning around, and then it hit against that brick wall. It stopped that car from going over the wall. So he's right there. And she walked away from it with no, she's a little bit aching and in pain, but she survived. And that's how he does. He will be there for you. He'll get you through it and protect you from the worst that could happen. What else I wanted to say, what time it is? It is 6 more minutes. 1 second here. So 3 things to remember: that he will cover you with his feather, just like the animals take care of their babies. That's the same way he will, you know, he is protective of you and making sure that you're going to be okay, and that he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you will find refuge. And lastly, that he will be your guide let God guide your way through these storms and through these uncertainties. Trust him and believe in him that he will do just that. And let's end with a short prayer. Father God, what word can I offer that is sufficient to thank you and praise you today for all of the things that you do for us and to deliver us from, protecting us from all danger? We can never thank you enough for what you do for each of us each and every day. Just like you allowed your son to come to this world for and suffered so much for our sins. That shows proof how much you love us. And we must believe that you will protect us through all uncertainties or things that can come our way. Help us to have the strength and the wisdom to always look for your assistance and your help through these different diversities that we will experience. Yes, give us the understanding and wisdom to understand the things that are happening today, to not to worry about these things, and knowing that in spite of it all, you are there for us, just opening up your arms around us. So we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to protect us and guide us and help us to trust you in every way. We must place our trust and hope in you through all of these things. And don't be afraid. Help us not to be afraid to continue to walk in your will and to find refuge under your wing. We must give you all the praise and the glory because you are such an awesome and loving God. And we thank you for always being there for us, keeping your arms open to cover us with your feather, because this is a place of refuge. I thank you, I praise you, and I lift you up and magnify your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say thank you, we love you, and we praise you. So this is what I wanted to, because of listening to the news, you get so it can really scare you. The things that are happening in Ukraine, you'd never believe that this would happen, how so many people had to flee for their lives. But we must have faith in him, knowing who he is. So that's all I have for you tonight. Just keep the faith, be strong, and knowing that God is still there on the throne, and he loves you very much. And just like Tasha Cobb says, he knows your name. He knows all about you. Everything that you need to know. Just keep your faith in him. Be blessed and tune in into this same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week and be safe. And talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.
No.